As we recognize the 20th anniversary of the September 11th radical Islamic terrorist attacks, that means every current grade school student wasn't in school when the day happened. Come to think of it, most weren't even born. This no doubt has created a challenge for teachers. September 11, 2001 has pretty much gone from teaching rather current event to now teaching history. And considering how quickly history becomes trapped in clouds and the fog of vagueness, is September 11, 2001 on the way to being forgotten after the cry of never forget was so loud? There's already been a growing number of people, especially west of where everything happened, who for years now have been telling those in the Northeast to, well, quote, come on, get over it already. Did you know that U.S. schools are not mandated to teach the history of September 11th, and there is no single national curriculum? There are different resources which make lesson plans available. I'll get to those, share what they offer in a moment, but there's no uniform foundation for teaching that day and its significance. I caught a report on MSNBC this past week, too, which said that 16 states have no standards regarding the teaching about September 11th. Also found a survey of teachers by the September 11th Education Trust, which found that while 79% of high school teachers and 73% of middle school teachers teach about September 11th about once a month, 12% of high school teachers and 17% of middle school teachers say they never teach about it. This lack of a structured teaching plan has led to either an aggressive push of personal politics and beliefs by teachers, or, on the flip side, a holding back of the facts of that day because there's a fear Muslim students might wind up being harassed. For history to survive, facts must endure and be shared, so any attempt to reinterpret that history will be quickly defeated. Here's what the National Education Association makes available on their website, NEA.org, regarding teaching about what happened on September 11, 2001. This is for school districts and teachers. Just a few of the items here. In under lesson collections, they have 9/11 Memorial and Museum K-12 lessons and teaching guides, how to teach the September 11th terrorist attacks to young people, 9 lessons for grades 3 through 12, and 9/11 anniversary teaching guide, K-12 lessons, as well as activities. We've now long been in the digital age since that day. That's why the NEA also offers September 11th digital archives, more than 150,000 digital items, emails, first-hand stories, images. Under their heading of Approaches to Teaching, teaching September 11th to students who were born after the attacks happened. This stresses the need for teaching the event and its aftermath, the complexity of all that, how to teach 9/11 to students with no memory of it. That addresses the change from teaching as a current event to teaching it as history. And for Muslim students, life changed after September 11th. That talks about how the events of that day affected life for Muslim students. Also making available material for schools and for teachers is the 9/11 Memorial Museum. They have interactive lesson plans for grades 3 through 12. That addresses the day of the attacks, their ongoing repercussions, history of the World Trade Center. You can find this at 911memorial.org. Just as a couple of examples for grades 9 through 12, the evolving threat of terrorism. Grades 6 through 8, American anxiety after September 11th. For going earlier, grades 3 through 5, paying tribute to the attacks. What are ways that people memorialized the September 11th attacks? Those are just a few of the lesson plans from a couple of organizations that teachers can find. Those last from the 9/11 Memorial at 911memorial.org.